My name is Ben Greenfield, and on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Life Podcast.
If you think of your hemoglobin, which is red color, without GG, there is no hemoglobin. Testosterone, menoquinone 4, not 7, menoquinone 4, CoQ10, everybody talks about, and skeletal muscle. You are a big muscle guy, so you do exercise like that. The moment you do exercise, you stimulate your body to make GG, because GG is required for the synthesis of skeletal muscle protein. So now, if I were to be a true biohacker, I'm going to listen in. What the heck is this compound GG? I need to know more about it.
Fitness, nutrition, biohacking, longevity, life optimization, spirituality, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Ben Greenfield Life Show. Are you ready to hack your life? Let's do this. Oh boy, the folks at Organifi have done it again. They got their sunrise to sunset kit. What's that mean? Sunrise. Start with green juice. Reset your body with 11 detoxifying superfoods, including ashwagandha, which is an adaptogen researched for cortisol regulation in the body. Then you move on to red juice, which is a caffeine-free energy boost provided by nature's best 5 antioxidant-rich berries and 4 powerful adaptogens like cordyceps and rhodiola for a natural energy boost without caffeine. And then we move on towards sunset, where you got gold, which allows you to ease your body into a calm, relaxing state with 9 soothing superfoods and adaptogens like reishi mushroom and turmeric and ginger, all in a delicious nighttime tea that promotes recovery while you rest and tastes amazing. Finally, they also have this new stuff called Pure, natural compound that helps repair, protect, and feed brain cells while addressing your gut-brain axis. Stimulates brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is like miracle growth for the brain, helps with learning and memory and cognitive function, and this all comes in their Sunrise to Sunset kit. So the Sunrise to Sunset kit is green juice, red juice, and the gold. Then they're going to throw in a free 30-day sample of Pure. So you get free shipping and 20% off of your order of the Sunrise to Sunset kit, plus the free 30-day sample of Pure if you go to Organifi.com/Ben. That's Organifi with an I.com/Ben. I want to tell you about something my wife keeps stealing from me, because she doesn't use a lot of supplements, but she is hooked on this stuff that helps her sleep like a baby at night. It's a powder. It says magnesium on it, but it's way more than magnesium. It's called Mellow Magnesium. It's made by a company called NED, and it's magnesium plus GABA, which is an inhibitory neurotransmitter, L-theanine for real stabilized, relaxed energy levels, amino acids, and over 70 trace minerals. 3 different forms of chelated magnesium in this stuff. It can improve sleep. It can reduce stress. It can elevate your mood. It can boost your gut microbiome. It can strengthen your immunity, all while you sleep. They share all of their third-party lab reports, so super transparent company. Their products have over 5,000 five-star reviews. Probably 4,800 of those are from my wife. Again, she loves these flavors and keeps stealing them from me. They got this lavender berry flavor that, oh my gosh, it's so good. And they have travel packs now of this Mellow that you can easily travel with. I keep one in my airplane bag now, and you can use it to sleep on flights or when you get to where you're going. And the magnesium helps you have nice slippery poops the next day too. So it's called Mellow Magnesium, made by NED. If you want to get 15% off of any of the NED products, you can use code Greenfield at helloned.com/Greenfield. That's HELLONED.com/Greenfield to get 15% off of anything from NED. So I have this friend in Seattle, Dr. Christine Schaffner, and she recently formulated via her company, the Apothecary, this transdermal cream. So you know how you could take supplements before bed to wind you down, but what if you could just apply them on your skin and get one of nature's most potent inhibitory neurotransmitters absorbed straight into your body, bypassing digestion, bypassing the liver? This is basically something that gets rid of all the issues with nighttime GABA supplements, which are often ineffective due to your digestive tract barrier. All you do is you massage a pea-sized amount in your temples or the back of your ears or both before bedtime. And I've been doing this. I got my hands on this stuff a month ago. It's incredible. And what they do is they take bioactive fermented chondroitin sulfate, which allows this stuff to cross the blood-brain barrier They combine it with transdermal liposomal GABA, super smart stuff. It's a 30-second bedtime ritual. You put this stuff on, it's amazing. It's called Somnium. Somnium, great name. So I recommend that you pick it up and you get yourself about a 3-month supply or so, which they have a special code set up on, if you go to apothecarystore.com. Good luck spelling that. I'll put it in the show notes wherever you happen to hear this ad as well. But Apothecary, IPOTHECARYSTORE, apothecarystore.com/Ben. Use code Ben20 for 20% off. This stuff is good for stress, for trauma, for better REM sleep, for insomnia, and a whole lot more. So check it out, Somnium. Well, folks, I have a favorite guest back on the show today. His name is Barry Tan. Barry first joined me when we did a podcast about what he called the single most powerful molecule if you're stranded on a desert island. Later, we opened up the conversation to something called, I might butcher the name, Geraniol, GG. Now, you might not have heard of that before, but if you didn't get a chance to hear my first two episodes with Dr. Barry Tan, then you could, of course, go back and listen to those. I'm going to put a link to our other two episodes if you go to bengreenfieldlife.com/GG podcast. But don't worry, we'll lay down a foundation here as well for what that exactly is and why you ought to know about it. Now, Barry emailed me a few weeks ago. He sent me some very interesting information about two things, one about statins and one about testosterone. Interesting enough information to where I actually wanted to get Barry back on the show for a three-peat to talk a little bit more about GG and its role in these two fields. And I'll also give him a chance to explain a little bit of a background of what this stuff is and where it comes from, because I take it every day. I have since the first podcast I did with Dr. Barry, for good reason, as you're about to learn. Now, he's actually credited with discovering a form of vitamin E called tocotrienol from three major sources, palm, rice, and then something very interesting called annatto. He's written two big books on tocotrienol since then. He's founded the International Tocotrienol Conference. He's even been dubbed the Tocotrienol King. How do you like that? By a highly respected and sought-after cardiologist who I've also had on the show, Dr. Steven Sinatra. And Dr. Tan is just constantly at the cutting edge of some very interesting molecules and supplements. And we're going to get a chance to talk about all of these today. So, Barry, welcome back, man. I see you even came. This looks like my chemistry lab in college and high school. You have like molecules and behind you that are like recreations of this stuff.
Yes, I do. Thank you for inviting me. And I'm looking forward to a very exciting time with your listener, particularly if your listeners among them are biohackers. I got some great news for you to come.
I got a few of those who listen in. Biohackers, my mom, and a few people who accidentally downloaded this podcast and didn't realize what they were getting into. So I would love to backpedal here just a little bit for people who may not have heard our first two episodes. Can you explain to me what GG is?
Yes, I discovered this. Maybe some story here. I went to South America and I saw this lovely plant. It's called annatto. If you pretend, if I scratch
beautiful.
Here. Yeah, beautiful plant. And the color is the coloring cheeses that you see, natural colors. So a long time ago, about 25 years ago, when I went to South America looking for this plant, and it's a true. Another one, picture while I'm at it. This is an Amazonian tree frog like that. This frog is about the size of a dime, and the seed is about a grape seed. So it's a true Amazonian tree frog where the plant is originally from.
Oh, wow. And by the way, I should tell people, Barry's holding up a few pictures, but if you go to bengreenfieldlife.com/GG podcast, if you're not listening to the video version here, I'll make sure I include that there.
Okay, thank you so much. And so I discovered that, you know, this color is very unstable. There must be something that protects this color from turning brown or black color. I made many hypotheses and assumptions in my life. I'm not as smart as you thought, but this is one of those that turned out to be fantastic. Remember, I'm not a medicine man. I just happened to be in South America looking for something else, asking the right question. And this question led me to the discovery of two compounds in this fruit of 50 to 60 million chemicals that the American Chemical Society said that I am. If that's not a crapshoot, I don't know what that is. But I asked the right question. Wow. I asked, what is it that is preventing this from degradation? And as it turned out, the first one that prevents the color from degradation is a compound called tocotrienol. It's a special vitamin E. And with it, I wrote the book, The Truth About Vitamin E, about 2-3 years ago. And right now, I'm following up to write a book, The Truth About Vitamin K. It had connection to GG, which I'll elaborate. Right now, I'm just putting it all out there. Both of these two compounds, Annatto E, which is the tocotrienol, and Annatto GG, is from the same source from Amazonia. And for the audience, right now, I'm putting the N out in front. This is not a dirty chemical. This is not a synthesized chemical. This is a pure chemical extracted from a plant. And it just happened to be from the Amazonian basin. So I'm really, really grateful, you know. Of the 50, 60 million, I stumble on these two. And the first one, this is just a quick summary on the vitamin E. Because I worked on it for 25 years, we did many studies on clinical research on a chronic condition such as diabetes, pre-diabetes, metabolic syndrome, dyslipidemia, cancer, and especially on fatty liver disease. Now, I know I said a whole bunch of things like this. If you're ever interested, ask Ben or send me an email. I'll send to you all the published study. It works to reduce inflammation like mad. And this is the tocotrienol, Annatto E piece.
Yeah, and I want to get into that part, but just real quick, just so I understand, because sometimes I when I first interviewed you, I got a little confused about this, so I want to make sure my listeners aren't confused. The plant that you were just showing a picture of, the little frog was inside, that dark red color that apparently has these compounds that protect that color from degradation, that's the Annatto plant, right?
That is the Annatto plant.
Okay, and then you've got GG as a compound that you find in this Annatto plant, and is the special form of vitamin E, the tocotrienol, is that found as a part of the GG, or is that totally separate from the GG and a secondary compound?
Fantastic question, Ben. It is a separate compound from the GG, the tocotrienol. However, the plant used GG to make tocotrienol. I have a molecule here. I'll show you. This is a molecule on vitamin E, like that. Now, I will purposely go out of the screen. See that? What is in the screen now? That is GG. So the GG is used by the whole thing to make vitamin E. Human cannot make this. However, human makes GG, which I'm dying to talk to you about. But however, so this plant, when I was extracting this, I got this. There was always in the bottom of the pot. It is true, man. It is like this. I got my tocotrienol out. There's always 1-2% in the pot. I know it is not the tocotrienol, but I didn't have time. You know, doing clinical research is difficult. You know, sometimes I envy you, fantastic podcaster. You interview one person after another so fast. I wish I can do research so fast, but research comes slow. But I did the tocotrienol research. Eventually, I asked a question. I have the 1-2% in the bottom of the pot. I got to figure out what the darn thing is. And then when I analyze it, I say, oh, this is a compound called geranol. We'll acronize it to GG. Now, listen to this. If the biohackers, I know this. I don't use the word biohacker so much. I use beautiful biochemistry. That's my DNA. But I tell you why this is so beautiful. This GG compound is the last common step between plant and mammal. That means things that is green color to things that is red color. It's as big as here. In the green color, I know a human are not plant like that, but in the green color, because you eat a lot of plant, this and that, you're probably not thinking of this, Ben. And then people green magma, or whatever, press this alfalfa sprout and many other wonderful things. Next time when you eat your vegetable, If you see all those beautiful colors, like carotene, like carrot, tomato, like that, all those carotene, the plant will never be able to make it without GG. So the plant use GG to make carotene. And then also you eat your vegetable and it's green color, like your back screen, green color like that. Almost all plants are green color. Yeah, a kale to vegetable, light, whatever color like that. All chlorophyll comes from GG. So that's, that means that GG is a survival intrinsic part of plant. Now, the audience is more interested, well, Dr. Tan, you know, I'm not a plant, but great. But tell me what a plant does with GG. I'll tell you. And you are not, you're going to be sitting up straight if you hear this. If you think of your hemoglobin, which is red color, without GG, there is no hemoglobin. How about that? So GG is used for hemoglobin. So hemophiliac, GG is probably going to be useful to you, although it's not an iron. People can have anemia without iron. It's not that piece. Another one, and I know you're going to ask me sooner or later afterward, testosterone, menoquinone 4, not 7, menoquinone 4, CoQ10, everybody talks about, and skeletal muscle. You are a big muscle guy, so you do exercise like that. The moment you do exercise, you stimulate your body to make GG, because GG is required for the synthesis of skeletal muscle protein. So now, if I were to be a true biohacker, I'm going to listen in. What the heck is this compound GG? I need to know more about it. So I explained to you in shorthand the critical things our body need GG for. And by the way, even if you don't supplement GG, your body has to make GG to make all this. Otherwise, we cannot live as we are. So now I have many people asking me this. He said, Barry, are you kidding me? He said that we have been in this industry for 30, 40 years, and now you mumble this GG? You said, no, well, how come nobody talks about it before? Then I said, I think nobody talks about it before because GG simply was not available. And I wanted to say, hopefully not bragging, but just with full of enthusiasm and passion, GG is a first in class. We are making it in United States for the first time. And American River is the first company in Massachusetts making it. I am thrilled to do this. I'm so grateful that you are allowing me another time to do this podcast. So I'm hoping to bear out everything I know now on GG.
Yeah, American River is your company in which you actually produce some of these compounds, right?
Yes, we do it in Massachusetts.
So are you growing annatto? Is that how you're making it? Or did you figure out a different way to synthesize it?
No, I wish I can grow it here. Annatto can only grow in tropical places, like in certain parts of South America and on the Caribbean. You will find annatto growing. Next time you go to Hawaii, go there to look. If you're in botanical garden on southern part of California, in southern part of Texas, or even in Tampa, Florida, you will see annatto plant. And if you can say the word annatto plant, you can say the word the lipstick plant. The British nickname it the lipstick plant, or you can use the scientific name Bixa aurelana. If you use any one of these, if they have it in warmer climate botanical garden, you'll probably find one. And by the way, if any of your listeners are in New York City, you cannot grow this in New York City. However, in the Bronx Botanical Garden, inside the solarium, they have an old annatto plant. So even if you're in New York City, you can ask somebody, where is the annatto plant? You can see it for yourself.
You know, the tocotrienol piece is interesting. I definitely want to get back into GG. But if I were to like go over to Walgreens and buy vitamin E, is that not tocotrienol?
No, that is not to. Thank you for asking that again. The common vitamin E that probably 90% of the people know is tocopherol. Those are the vitamin E that is out there for sale. The tocotrienol vitamin E, it says tocotrienol, and there are two major sources, from palm and then from annatto. I ask the audience to remember to get it from annatto, and why? Because annatto tocotrienol is completely 100% tocotrienol, free of tocopherol. So if I say this, the audience is going to say, well, you just make a nuanced statement that is free from tocopherol. Why? because tocopherol interferes with the function of tocotrienol. So, and in palm, it is about 25% tocopherol, and they can't separate it. So therefore, the tocopherol, even though you want the tocotrienol to function, the tocopherol put brakes on the tocotrienol. And in annatto, there are no tocopherol, which is why almost all, if not all of our clinical trials with tocotrienol, they actually work. But if you have tocopherol, then it will hinder the ability of the tocotrienol to work. Now, the audience may ask me also, well, don't we need tocopherol? You do not need to supplement tocopherol. If you eat a normal diet, you typically will get about 10 to 15 milligram tocopherol. That is good enough. Yeah, but it's tocotrienol that you need. If you don't believe me, it's fine. You simply just Google tocotrienol research, and then you're going to find a whole host of all these study on tocotrienol. Tocotrienol is very similar to tocopherol. See here, I give you another structure of tocotrienol. It looks exactly the same, except that you see there's a double bond here, and then a double bond here, and hence triene. That's it. The tail of that vitamin E is able to run around the cell wall and protect the cell. And we have 40 trillion cells in our body that need protection. So it is obvious. If you lead a very stressful lifestyle, or like people that follow you, Ben, that are very athletically fit, if you take the tocotrienol, it doesn't do any negative thing. It only protects your cell wall, so that when you oxygenate like mad, which you want oxygen to live, your oxygen is not going to, when 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 10,000 oxygen you breathe in is going to go wacko. And those wacko oxygen is going to oxidize your lipid fat. That's when the tocotrienol will nail down the 1 in 10,000 whack out oxygen. The 9,999 time, the oxygen is fine. It's supposed to give you the aerobic exercise oxygenation that you need. It's the one-off that you want to nail. That's it. If you do that for healthy lifestyle, or if you are very stressed lifestyle and it's not healthy, you're definitely going to need it. I have been taking tocotrienol probably the longest time, about 35 years before anybody else did. And, you know, I'm not a poster boy here. I just turned 70 about half a year ago.
Hey, you look pretty good. You look pretty good. I remember you and me went for a long walk together at the conference where I first met you, and we were talking about tocotrienol, and I was impressed at your vitality. So it's something's working. Now, one other question here might be my last question about vitamin E, but a lot of times, like, I'll see supplements that brag that they're mixed, I think the way they phrase it is like mixed tocopherol and tocotrienol. Like, this is a whole spectrum of vitamin E, all the different forms of vitamin E that you need. It sounds to me like you're saying that the main thing that you need would just be the tocotrienol component.
Yes, I think that one is a marketing narrative, and the narrative goes like this. If you make one single compound, it sounds like the pharmaceutical thing is allopathic. If nature have it, it will make a set of same compound, and then the whole set of same compound will be synergistic. That is the narrative. I don't actually mind that narrative, Ben. It's out there. However, if a very thoughtful, sincere person were to say, if there is synergism out there, you cannot reject the possibility of antagonism. A few times antagonism happened, and in the case of tocopherol and tocotrienol, the tocopherol is antagonistic to the tocotrienol function. It is. I can send you so many studies. It's just out there. Trust me on this. And then you say, well, Dr. Tan, you're saying something that sets a precedent. I never heard of this before. No, you have. I'll tell you something. You know, lutein is good for the eye, like that. And everybody knows that lutein is good for the eye, and lutein and beta-carotene are part of the family of carotene. If you take beta carotene, which is known before lutein, and zeaxanthin is good for the eye, if you have beta carotene will interfere with the absorption of lutein. So yes, it is true that synergism can happen in nature, but when you know that they are antagonistic, why do you purposely shoot your own foot and purposely take them together when they're no good? So for this reason, I encourage people to take tocotrienol because they're really hard to find in nature. They have, but hard to find. So if you find that it works on you to mitigate chronic condition, do not purposely take it with tocopherol. Tocopherol is not going to help it. In fact, your normal amount of 10 to 15 milligram tocopherol that you get from food each day is just fine. And that small amount would not interfere with the tocotrienol I'm talking about.
Well, everybody wants to boost their immune system these days, and it turns out that getting into a sauna 4 to 5 times a week has been proven to give you that support, plus reduce pain and inflammation, increase heat shock proteins to make you tougher and more resilient, help you maintain muscle even when you can't work out, increase blood flow to tissues, help to detoxify, and help you to feel on top of the world because penetrating infrared heat releases so many happy hormones, way more than, say, like a dry sauna or a wet sauna or a steam sauna. So in my house, I use the Clearlight sauna. Clearlight is the sauna company that's known for low EMF, and each sauna comes with a lifetime warranty. So you're not only not microwaving yourself inside the sauna, but it's built to last. I use their Sanctuary sauna, which is big enough for me to work out in. I can squeeze a few people in there for a little sauna party. It's fantastic. They got a whole variety of sizes of saunas, including a one person if you just want to fit for even the smallest apartment, and a helpful quiz on their website that helps you find the perfect model of each of their 13 different models to figure out which one's right for you. And you're going to get a discount and free shipping, which is a huge savings because saunas are big and heavy and well-made, but they'll ship it to your house for free. Here's how. Just go to healwithheat.com and mention my name, which is Ben, in case you didn't know that. Healwithheat.com. Use code Ben for that discount, for free shipping, and for the best sauna you're going to find. Get on the infrared bandwagon. It's amazing. You'll feel amazing. Healwithheat.com. Use code Ben. Today, I'm about to reveal the skinny on peptides. A lot of people ask me, where do you get your peptides? What's a good source of peptides? How do you get your hands on these things that are like the darlings of the anti-aging and the recovery industry? Well, I found a company that's backed by over 200 professionals, including experts like Bill Lawrence and Epigenetics, ensuring top-tier quality in their peptides. They've partnered with the premier peptide therapy clinic in London and the Ministry of Health in Dubai, highlighting their commitment to quality and excellence. And they're doing work with leading figures like Dr. Adil Khan in regenerative medicine and Steve Horvath, the mind behind the human epigenetic clock. It's nothing short of revolutionary what these folks are bringing to the market. And they're called, drumroll please, because I'm asked, Limitless Life. Limitless Life. Limitless Life Nootropics. I realize that's a mouthful. I'll spell it out for you. Limitless Life Nootropics is where I get my peptides. Right now I've got up in my refrigerator Foxo, SS31, and TB500. So all sorts of different peptides. I realize peptides are a wild, wild west, but Limitless Life does a great job with their education as well. And you get an exclusive discount. So you can use the code Ben. Here's where you do it. Limitless Life Nootropics. That's Nootropics. LimitlessLifeNootropics.com/BenGPeptides. Wherever you're watching this video, I'll include that spelled out too. LimitlessLifeNootropics.com/BenGPeptides is where you can get off to the races with peptides you can trust. The same ones I use with an exclusive discount when you use code Ben at LimitlessLifeNootropics.com/BenGPeptides.
Now, I got a lot of questions, and I, you know, not to put the cart before the horse, and I definitely want to get back to this email that you sent me about statins and also the piece on testosterone. But the last time I interviewed you, a bunch of people, I think they went to the Designs for Health website because that's one of the sources for Anato, and they were confused about which one to get because there were like a few different kinds of Anato, I think, as far as the actual supplemental form was concerned. Is there something people should be looking for if they want to supplement with Anato? Or even like the brand from Designs for Health, for example, that would be best?
Yeah. On the Design for Health brand, if it is the tocotrienol, they simply call it Anato E, a short for vitamin E. So that's tocotrienol, like this chronic conditions, things that I've talked about, Anato E. If it is the GG, they simply call it Anato GG. So it's just like that. So they have the word Anato in both. Anato E is for the tocotrienol. Anato GG, the GG is in there. They even have a product where these two are mixed. So they'll call Anato E GG.
Why do they have the three different versions? That seems confusing if GG already has the vitamin E in it, you know? Does that make sense?
They have it. No, when you take Anato E, it doesn't have GG. If you take Anato GG, it doesn't have E. Or when we make them, we use a physical way to separate them. So we separate the E and GG apart. Even though it's from the same source, we separate them because the functions of E and the GG are not necessarily similar. Now that I talked to you all about this chronic condition thing on the E, you're going to ask me about the GG. The GG function is quite different from the tocotrienol, so people may not. So anyway, for the audience, if it is for chronic condition, please get Anato E. Okay. If it is for GG, which you're going to ask me, which I'm going to describe, and then it'll be Anato GG. The Anato GG has its own, and I'll mention some specific add-on that GG would be good for to be added to.
But if you want the benefits of both, you could just take the E. You said it was called the Anato EGG.
E, correct. Okay. If you want both of them, you say Anato EGG, which is some people prefer it just that way.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you. So you emailed me out of the blue a couple of months ago now. And I thought it was very interesting because I take statins for reasons I've discussed on the show before due to some plaque issues. And one of the things that you're commonly recommended to do when you're taking statins is to take coenzyme Q10 to reduce the amount of statin-associated muscle soreness. And apparently the idea is statins somehow strip the body of CoQ10. You replenish it when you're taking statins and it helps to mitigate the issues. And I got a very different impression from the email that you sent to me. Can you explain the idea behind what you found on statins and CoQ10?
I think the best way for me to explain statin thing is to use, pardon me for using this metaphor, I hope it helps you understand, Interstate 95 is the most trafficked highway in the United States. 1 in 3 Americans live on the eastern seaboard and they go from Maine all the way to Florida, Interstate 95. I use this because Interstate 95, let's say, is for the synthesis of cholesterol. Nothing in our body synthesizing is ever as high as cholesterol, because cholesterol is needed in all the cell wall, in every imaginable cell in the body. It is important, with one bummer effect. As we grow older, we have arteriosclerosis. We just make too much cholesterol. Somehow, other things that we need, like CoQ10, MK4, it doesn't make enough. Like testosterone, it doesn't make enough at all. But in cholesterol, it OD on it is making it. So hence, the statin was invented. It was first launched in the U.S. in 1986, like that. And help, just follow me with this. Just start with Maine, and things go down. It cannot go back up. You start in Maine. So statin works to inhibit cholesterol, to inhibit at Boston. And then cholesterol synthesis, which is in New York City, it get inhibited. Typically, people get inhibited 30 to 50%, very dramatic. If they take statin, hits it in Boston, the traffic slow down seriously in New York City. Then for the time being, you just skip Philadelphia. Just work with me. You're going to get it. You skip Philadelphia. And then you get to Washington, D.C. And in Washington, D.C., CoQ10 dropped. Yeah. Oh my goodness, CoQ10 drop and it takes that. Because statin is in Boston, you lower cholesterol, and then in Washington, D.C., CoQ10 dropped.
Yeah, that makes sense so far. By the way, my apologies to everybody who doesn't live in the U.S. Just nod like you understand.
I'm so sorry. And then further from there, then you get to Richmond, Virginia. Then you notice that, that is the part that you make muscle protein. Like that. And then further down, you get to Atlanta, Georgia, MK4, manoquinone 4. And then when you get to Miami, you get testosterone. Before you get to the Key West like that, the part that I purposely missed was Philadelphia. Philadelphia is when a very unassuming small molecule that the body makes, and that molecule is GG. Yes, geranol that the body makes. So if you hit it in Boston, cholesterol drop in New York City, it's obligatory that GG will drop in Philadelphia. So therefore, because GG is in Philadelphia, it's above Washington, D.C., where CoQ10 drop. So I just explained to you the reason CoQ10 drop when people take statin is because GG dropped. And GG is the building block for CoQ10. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, today you heard for the first time. You always know when you take statin drug, CoQ10 drop, but nobody ever explained to you why CoQ10 drop when you take statin. CoQ10 drop when you take statin because the building block of CoQ10 is GG. Now, while we're at this, I'm going to purposely segue. I have this beautiful molecule behind me. And on top, in here, in front of me, that is the GG molecule. And then behind me is the CoQ10 molecule. You look at the backbone carbon, which is black color, hydrogen, white color. If you look at the entire tail of CoQ10, it's about 2.5 lengths of CoQ10. It's made by GG. The ring at the end here, that's made by the body, but the tail is made by GG. So, people don't tell you this. You see, biohackers, you got to pay attention. I'm telling you the beautiful biochemistry. This is unchangeable. This is the building block for this guy. So if you zap this, CoQ10 cannot be made properly. That is the simple reason why CoQ10 dropped.
That's something that you alluded to but didn't distinctly say. So I'm going to ask you, you're saying that statins would also decimate GG.
Yes, decimate GG. And okay. Now, it's very interesting. In our industry and you and I, if you take statin, you must take CoQ10 because your CoQ10 drop. Agree. We got to take CoQ10 so you bring back the CoQ10 level. We need CoQ10 for energy, for heart muscle, for all kinds of aerobic exercise need. Agree like that. But if you go to an allopathic doctor when you take statin, you notice that what the cardiologist said, he said, Mr. Tan or Mr. Jones, Mrs. Jones, do you have any trunk muscle problem? You have any a back pain like that? The doctor is fishing for muscle problem. And that condition, sometimes people call myopathy, or you should Google, by the way, audience, is the acronym for SAMS, S-A-M-S.
Statin-associated muscle symptoms.
Thank you. You got it. So if you Google that, the reason people have SAMS when they take statin is because the making of skeletal muscle protein required GG for the making. So if you zap and decimate GG, the body is unable to make skeletal muscle protein. That's it. So that is also an important thing. So therefore, if you take GG, it will mitigate muscle symptoms with statin. So we therefore have another product where we add the CoQ10, whether it's ubiquinone or ubiquinol plus GG. So that will be classic.
Oh, what's that one called? Where do you get that one?
Oh, that one in Design for Health, that is called CoQ-Nol. They play on the word N-O-L because it's ubiquinol, CoQ-Nol.
That also has GG in it or no?
That also have GG in it.
Oh, interesting.
The Design for Health one is 100 milligram ubiquinol and about 60 milligram GG. They have another denomination, 200 milligram CoQ-Nol and 120 milligram GG.
So if you were tuning in specifically because you're on a statin and you want to mitigate the issues, that would be the one to use if you're on a statin.
Yes, that would. We now have a clinical study. So I'm so passionate with this. We have a clinical study in Texas now. People on statin, and they have myopathy under a cardiologist's care. One group is dummy pill, and then they run, they're walking like you do, not seriously running, walking on a medicated treadmill to see if the muscle problem will be accentuated. Then another group take 150 milligram, and then the third group take 300 milligram. So the study is blinded. I don't know the results yet. We will probably finish the study by the end of this year. Then we'll know the answer for the myopathy piece.
Well, do you know another reason why I think this is important? Did you know that statins actually began to be more prescribed during the COVID-19 pandemic for both long hauler and also for acute COVID as a potential way to manage some of the inflammation and other issues from COVID?
Yes, I did. And I wrote a paper about this. And the paper, I even paid the editor, the journal rather, so that people have free access. If you type my name, Barry Tan, GG, and COVID, you're going to find I documented clearly. And it was a incredible thing. You know, this is during COVID time. None of us can go anywhere. So I started to read the literature, and then the vaccine was not yet out. People were getting desperate. And then this is when the study. So you have like tens of thousands of people go to hospital. Some of them will have very short hospital stay. They have COVID symptoms, and then they're able to leave, no problem. Others would come in, and then they get very sick, intubation, and some of them did not live beyond the 30 days in hospital. So they documented this, and then initially they have a very interesting finding. The finding, they were not pushing for statin. The finding was those on statin, when they had COVID, they have less severity, less death, and shorter hospital stay. So that put a big question mark. And the American Heart Association funded the study. Can you imagine this? The American Heart Association funded a study on COVID, which is pathogenic. It's kind of odd, you know, that is not chronic. So the study said that, you know, I wonder if we should do a study where people have COVID and come in. They are never statin takers. And then they put them on statin and see if the statin would do something. So that study is ongoing, not published. And when I was writing this paper and documented this, then Harvard actually produced a study. So you should draw this study out. It was published end of November last year. You can access it by December. And I clearly document that statin does mitigate COVID. And then related to the statin mitigating COVID, we found out that CoQ10 does not prevent SAM. The muscle problem. However, with the advent, if and when GG is ever used for COVID mitigation, then the number of people having SAMs would increase, and GG would play a role to meet the unmet need.
Well, if GG is the reason that the CoQ10 levels drop in the first place, and CoQ10 doesn't reverse the statin-associated muscle symptoms, why even take CoQ10? Why not just take GG?
That is right. So it is well known. CoQ10 does not reverse muscle symptoms. Now, this is not to say if you take statin, if your CoQ10 drops so low, there is no reason to take CoQ10 for its own sake, which is not necessarily for muscle problem. But if you have serious muscle problem when you take statin, just trust me on it. Without GG, the body cannot make proper muscle. If it cannot make proper muscle, that means you have to address the problem, and the problem is GG. And then, I mean, later on, you're going to ask me about GG with testosterone. There's something to this, Ben.
This is interesting for anyone who wants a done-for-you, complete, biohacked home. I am selling my entire tricked out house located on 8.5 acres of forested land in Spokane, Washington. It includes a guest house, pool house, barn, whole setup for garden, goats, chickens, herbs, fire pit, along with a ton of biohacking goodies. The air, the light, the water, the electricity is all completely tricked out for optimized human biology. the highest quality air filtration systems, natural lighting friendly to circadian rhythms, low EMF, dirty electricity filters, EMF blocking equipment throughout, built to be off-grid when necessary with buried propane and solar grid, toxin-free and low VOC construction materials, the most advanced water filtration systems one can find, a massive vegetable garden, greenhouse, herb garden, outdoor fire pit, goat and chicken grazing pasture and barn, all in a beautiful forest that's about 25 minutes from the airport and 20 minutes from downtown. This can all be yours if you're looking for a place to get away in a safe, natural area and you're looking for the best of the best biohacks done for you. Here's where you can go to check it out and to fill out a form with your interest. BiohackedSpokaneHome.com. That's BiohackedSpokaneHome.com. Check it out.
You're like a mind reader, because what I was just about to ask you was, is it because GG directly increases muscle protein synthesis, or is it because GG somehow increases testosterone, or is it both?
It is both. That has been confirmed, because the mechanism for which, the star don't line up for us often. This one, the star line up. It really is, Ben. GG makes CoQ10 because the building block of CoQ10 come from GG. That is a GG piece, right? Which is good for muscle building, exercising like that, aerobic exercise. The testosterone piece, as you know, we very well know testosterone maintain muscle mass. Even though I'm not a jock like you do, I know this, I appreciate this. You know who did the study on the GG and testosterone thing? It is not by American, it's by Japanese scientists. And why did they do that? Because the oldest population in the world are Japanese, you know? And we are interested in this country, not necessarily a bad thing, to see if we have increased bedroom activity. I understand that. But the Japanese scientists interest, we have 70, 80, 90, and 100-year-old people. These elderly people don't have thrive, and they confirm whether men or women at that age that testosterone dropped. They just don't have thrive and the muscle mass loss. So they wanted to figure out how will they increase their muscle mass, and they know testosterone can do that. Then they found out two nutrients. Only two nutrients so far. Actually, there may be more, like fenugreek, like that. Two major nutrients. And those major the Japanese people like to find out what are nutrients that are endogenous to your body. American, no. I'm sure you interview people. Fenugreek, our body don't make fenugreek. It does increase testosterone. Good. But the Japanese scientists want to know, what are the endogenous nutrients that I need to take to stay healthy, we increase testosterone? They found two. And I'm going to tell you the two. One is GG. They put GG. It increased the Leydig cell, the testicle cell, to increase, and women in the ovary cell, to increase testosterone synthesis.
So it's acting on a gonadal basis.
Yeah, gonadal. Okay. And in the women in the ovary. And then MK4 also do the same. MK4 also increased testosterone. It was that made us do the study. We did the study 2 years ago, 1 year ago. We gave healthy men and women 30 to 45 years old, and then we give them GG to see if it would increase testosterone. We found that it did not increase. Remember, women 30 to 45 years old, it did not increase a woman testosterone. Maybe good, maybe bad thing. Usually it's good, I think, for women at that age. But for men, a general men which have healthy testosterone probably didn't increase. So we did a subset study on people hypogonadistic, which means 700 nanogram per liter, like that. They're on the low end like that. It would increase their testosterone by about 20%. We published a study. It came out 2 months ago. It works on that. So right now, on that same subset, we also submit in to analyze for CoQ10. And the CoQ10 also increased by 20%. I'm really excited about this. Wow. This is just pure, beautiful biochemistry.
MK4, you know, because I've obviously been looking into this with my own plaque issues and, you know, wanting to halt or slow or even reverse the process of atherosclerosis. MK4 is actually something that's pretty important for heart health and specifically for plaque. So it seems to fit pretty well into this equation. And remind me, I've already forgotten, didn't you say that GG allows the body to produce MK4 or even contains MK4 somehow?
Yes. I and allow me, your audience in this case should look at the video. I did this on purpose. MK4 is partly from the human body and partly from the plant. This is vitamin K1. If you eat any green leafy vegetable, this is vitamin K1, the one that caught the clotting factor. It has a ring here on the cap and then a tail here. The tail here is phytol. It's from the plant like that. If you take this, a fixed amount will go in. It will seal the tear in your body. If you have a cut, the vitamin K will come. This is a clotting factor. A Nobel Prize was given to this. One time I was asking the question, you know, I have many vegan friends. I'm not vegan. I have many vegan friends, right? If they only eat vegetable, right, rabbits and cow, they should literally clot to death. My healthy vegan friend do not clot to death, even though they have huge amount of vitamin K1. And this is what happened. When this goes to the gut, a fixed amount of this vitamin K1 go to our body don't make. But at the gut, we have enzyme to cut this thing off like this. And then the tail, the phytol tail, get washed away. It's 20 carbon. And this ring here goes inside the body. And exactly the same tail, the red color, I purposely did that because it's from human, the GG. And then the GG is found in, known in 30 different organs. We'll see the head and stitch on. Intentionally, I make the click sound. And that's MK4.
Oh, really? The GG combines with the degradation products of MK1 to generate MK4 endogenously?
That is correct. Which is why I'm so gung-ho about it. But lately, you know, Ben, your biohacker should be listening to this. This is real. This is actually the biochemistry. It is not monkey business. This stimulate that brain, gut axis, all this other thing that people talk about. This is just biochemistry. If you look at the molecule of MK4, the ring here comes from the plant, K1, and the tail here is GG. So as we age, we don't make enough GG, then it's very difficult to make MK4. And then if you take a statin drug, it inhibits GG. So the body is going to struggle to make MK4. And MK4, you say correctly. I'll tell you a simplistic way to say MK4. And it's not like I'm telling Ben, you are the podcaster. I'm not the podcaster, you know. You know how to describe it. In our body, 5% of calcium is in soft tissue. 95% of calcium is in the bone. That's a very precarious balance. If you have 6% calcium in soft tissue and 94% in the bone, that's already a problem. And that's hard to keep, 694%. I'll tell you three things I know, probably more. Kidney stone, gallstone, calcified artery. That is a 6%. So what keeps this 95-5 balance? MK4. So if you get MK4, you'll keep that balance.
And by the way, that's even why people highly recommend you take vitamin K or MK4, especially if you're taking vitamin D, because the potential for vitamin D to pull even more calcium into the arteries, right?
That is true. So please consider. So if you not, I'm looking at studies now for long-term statin taker, do they begin to have calcification of the artery? If they do, that means that over a long time of taking statin, they slowly and progressively decimate MK4 like that. So one way I'm going to help myself is I'm going to take GG. I have severe hypercholesterolemia. It's nothing to do with me. I'm a small built person and you saw me before, but I have got this gene in my liver that OD on producing cholesterol, so I have to take statin.
Okay. And do you also take a PCSK9?
No, I'm not taking that yet because I decided that I don't want to take injection yet. So I am not taking PCSK9 yet. So far it seemed like I'm managing okay. I do not have muscle problem and it's in check. If I take PCSK9, then it'll probably drop even more dramatically. So I'm not quite there yet.
Would you say even though GG can allow for upregulation of availability of CoQ10 and MK4, that if you were on a statin, it would be prudent to take a natto along with CoQ10 or ubiquinol, along with MK4, all three?
Yes. And if people want to simplify it and take all in one, you can take Design for Health CoQ-Nol.
Oh, CoQ-Nol has the MK4 in it as well?
No, MK4 has the GG in it.
Okay.
And GG in it. Their product, they have a special vitamin K product, they call it Tri-K, T-R-I-K. And the Tri-K had GG, has a phylloquinone, which is K1, and then MK4.
Yeah, that's fantastic because right now I'm actually using Tri-K and GG in the morning and then taking my statin in the evening. So this is very good information. Wow. Yeah.
That way you're taking it is going to make your bones strong ad nauseum like that. So you can have your bone. Well, you're young. You're not expected to have bone loss. I'm particularly trying to encourage women, particularly when they get to postmenopausal age, to take the Tri-K because their body estrogen drop and then the bone is not able to retain the calcium. And then the vitamin K would help in that calcium piece.
Oh, good. I'm gonna tell my wife this after the podcast. Man, Barry, you are a wealth of knowledge as always. You know, for the people listening in, I'll link to the video. I'll link to a lot of the different products that we talked about. Our two previous shows, which will go fantastically along with this show. You don't have to listen to them, but if you want another deep dive into GG and Natto, vitamin E, tocotrienols versus tocopherols, etc., go listen to my other episodes with Barry. They're just as educational and intriguing. And this one, if you go to bengreenfieldlife.com/GGpodcast, that's bengreenfieldlife.com/GGpodcast. I'll have all the show notes, the research, et cetera, there. So, Barry, thanks so much, man. You're fantastic as usual. I love talking to you.
Thank you so much. And also, I will have Jen send to you two interviews of Dr. David Brady. He's a chief medical officer of Design for Health and of me. They came out in the IMCJ magazine in January, and then that explained a little bit more on it. It's a question and answer thing. I'll send to you, then you can help to link in for your audience. It was just a published paper. Have a wonderful week, my friend.
See you later, man.
Do you want free access to comprehensive show notes, my weekly roundup newsletter, cutting-edge research and articles, top recommendations from me for everything that you need to hack your life, and a whole lot more? Check out BenGreenfieldLife.com. It's all there. BenGreenfieldLife.com. See you over there. Most of you who listen don't subscribe, like, or rate this show. If you're one of those people who do, then huge thank you. But here's why it's important to subscribe, like, and or rate this show. If you do that, that means we get more eyeballs, we get higher rankings, and the bigger the Ben Greenfield Life show gets, the bigger and better the guests get, and the better the content I'm able to deliver to you. So hit subscribe, leave a ranking, leave a review if you got a little extra time. It means way more than you might think. Thank you so much. In compliance with the FTC guidelines, please assume the following about links and posts on this site. Most of the links going to products are often affiliate links, of which I receive a small commission from sales of certain items, but the price is the same for you, and sometimes I even get to share a unique and somewhat significant discount with you. In some cases, I might also be an investor in a company I mention. I'm the founder, for example, of Keon LLC, the makers of Keon-branded supplements and products, which I talk about quite a bit. Regardless of the relationship, if I post or talk about an affiliate link to a product, it is indeed something I personally use, support, and with full authenticity and transparency, recommend in good conscience. I personally vet each and every product that I talk about. My first priority is providing valuable information and resources to you that help you positively optimize your mind, body, and spirit. And I'll only ever link to products or resources, affiliate or otherwise, that fit within this purpose. So there's your fancy legal disclaimer.